Now, last week, Margaret Mills took us to Frinton-on-Sea, and I think you're going back to sort of holidays this week, are you not, Margaret?
I am. Yeah, it seems very apt at this time of the year to be looking at holidays, and I'm going to be looking at an innovation of the 1930s that had a really big impact on the tourist trade, and that included, of course, Essex seaside resorts.
Right.
We find from the latter part of the 1920s into the 1930s, the resorts in Essex and elsewhere are becoming extremely popular. I think more and more people were in jobs where they were being given some holiday leave, whether it be paid or unpaid at the time. And of course, people enjoy going to the seaside for their holidays. This is the time before people went, generally speaking, went abroad. And certainly from the 1930s, we find at the seaside resorts we all know in Essex, such as Clacton and Southend, for example, things are beginning to change to cater for the influx of the tourist trade. More restaurants being built, certainly more entertainment, more holiday accommodation becoming available. And that would gather momentum over the 1930s. But I think the biggest thing of the 1930s that gave a boost to the holiday trade at Essex Seaside Resort was the 1938 Holidays with Pay Act of Parliament. And for the first time, working people in salaried and waged jobs didn't apply to casual employees, but it certainly applied to working class people in salaried and waged positions, were allowed 1 week's holiday with pay. Now, that doesn't sound like much to us today. And if a job offered 1 week's holiday, we'd think, well, that's not very good. But of course, we're talking 1938. And this was an innovation. And to cater for it, we begin to see holiday camps being built. And people like Billy Butlin, Henry or Harry, as he was usually known, Warner, begin building holiday camps.
But and none in course, Essex, I think.
Well, Butlin's holiday camp, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely. At Clacton.
Right.
Warner's had a holiday camp at Dovercourt.
Oh, right, yeah.
And there was a difference between the two. Indeed, yes. But Butlin was the name that I think most of us associate with holiday camps. Butlin's camps were bigger than Warner's. Warner's normally catered for about 400-500 people. Billy Butlin's camps in the 1930s catered for 1,000 holiday makers. But even that wasn't enough. And they very quickly had to build extra accommodation. And they would be building accommodation well into the 1950s. Not during the war years, of course, because the camps were empty and they were commandeered by the government or the military over the war years. But it was the Holiday with Pays Act that really added a boost to tourism and the holiday trade. And Butlin's boast was a week's holiday for a week's pay.
Excellent stuff.
If we think that the average salary in the 1930s was £3.10 a week, that was how much it cost you to have a week with full board at Butlin's in the 1930s.
Not shabby at all.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
What are you looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at who was William Edmund Ironside.
Who indeed. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.